CJ, your thoughts on the change of quarterback going from Trevor Rock?
We need to win football games, so the organization felt like what they need to do, but we still got a job to do. I still have a job to do, and I'm focused on my job to make Brock play better, as I focus on my job to make Trevor play better.
The fact that you guys won games with Brock, a lot of guys in this locker room, does that help in terms of a weird transition like this midseason?
I think so. You know, we understand Brock knows the system. Him and Mike got a relationship from way back in the day, so we'll do that, but I'm going to focus on me.
What does Brock bring to this offense, you know, as well as anyone around here?
Just a veteran leader and, you know, his experience, especially with the system, getting in and out of things. So he definitely understands it. So, you know, and I think having some guys he played with like myself and DT and Emmanuel and Burge can help him, you know, play a lot better. So that's our plan.
You've been hard on yourself when you personally haven't performed up to your expectations. How do you think you did in Kansas City, and how do you think the running game worked?
Running game was fine. I played terrible. I didn't score, you know. Missed some opportunities, so that's on me. So we just got to get better. You know, I got to find a way to, like I said, long runs. You know, the scouting report says I'm not a home run threat. Well, let's prove them wrong. I'm a home run threat, goddammit. Let's make it happen.
How long does a home run have to be? Does it have to be more than 40 yards?
Or? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so, you know, my first 41-yard touchdown, I am considered a home run running back, so. Now we just want to make plays. I thought the run game was really well. It was a step, you know, some extra things that we've been doing personally. And, you know, now it's time to make that next step in our room. And, you know, that's protecting the football and, you know, making long runs, you know, killing, you know, instead of having nothing wrong with 10, 12 play drives, but if we can get it done in two, get it done in two.
CJ, on Monday Night Football, Sean McDonough doing play-by-play said on the broadcast the plan for the Broncos was to have Devontae Booker be their primary running back. I'm curious what your reaction is to that. Do you have any thoughts about that?
I play football. That's all I do. You know, he's a commentator on Monday Night Football. You know, like I'm the running back for the Denver Broncos. Maybe we should switch jobs. I guess that's my reaction. Nah, we got three backs who can play anywhere in the league, and we understand that. You know, however someone feels about Book, someone feels about Jamal, someone feels about me, everybody got their own opinions, but we got three very, very unselfish guys back there, and, you know, we all share it. And, you know, when Book scored, we were all in the end zone, just like when I scored, they've been in the end zone with me. And, you know, when Jamal scored against Buffalo, we were all out there. I mean, we know we're sharing the carries, and we're just trying to be the best backfield in the, you know, in the National Football League any way possible.
The numbers show when you guys don't turn over the ball, you win. So, but how do you not become tentative and get so caught up in that fact and so you can't play?
You just play football, y'all. You just play football. You play football in a certain way, a certain style. Get back to what we do. You know, and protecting the ball, it has to mean everything to you. You know, and, you know, our room, you know, all I can focus on is our room, and our room, we gave up one. So that's something that we're correcting, and we're heavily emphasis on this week so we can protect the football.
Did you talk to Jamal after that strip fumble? And I mean, what was his demeanor like?
He was down at first, but then you tell him, hey, man, we're going to need you. You know, you never know when the outcome of the game is coming up and when it's your turn and your chance to make another opportunity and make a play. That's just what it is. So, you know, we just try to keep him, you know, encouraged, keep him focused. We didn't yell at him. We didn't do none of those things. That's definitely not going to help him. You know, we just, hey, man, don't be down on yourself. You're a hell of a player. You've always been a hell of a player. Come on, let's go.
Is this type of quarterback switch tough on you guys because you feel bad for Trevor and excited for Brock? There's mixed feelings?
It definitely is, you know. 13 put a lot of work in. You know, and I've said this before, you know, I told Cease this. I told you guys this before. You know, we're going to ride for 13 like we will ride for 17. It doesn't matter who's in there. We got to do our job to make sure that whoever's playing quarterback, things is flowing the right direction and doing the right, you know, going the right way and making the job easier for them. So, you know, hopefully we just do our job that much better and we're not putting, you know, 17 in the same positions we put 13 in.
Peyton used to say that having you on the field next to him was like having another coach next to him. How can you help Brock in that same manner since you know the offense so well?
I just try to be myself. Me and Brock have that relationship where he trusts me. So if I see something and let him know, if he didn't see it, I ain't going to say 9 times out of 10, but high, strong, he's going to you know, listen to me and go with me. And, you know, that's part of my competitive advantage. You know, I think that's what kept me in the league for so long, being undrafted. And that's what's keeping me on the field is knowing what to do and knowing everybody's job and then trying to play at a high level off that. So I'll leave it there.
Okay. Thanks, CJ. Thanks, CJ.